Good morning. We are joined today by Jesse McKinley, who is the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Times. Good morning and welcome, Jesse.
Thanks for having me.
Certainly. Those who are following New York State politics probably are aware that there are a few investigations going on into New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration's economic development programs, things like Startup New York and the Buffalo Billion. You had an article earlier this week where you focused on this film hub in Syracuse, and more pointedly, you got into more specifics about the players and even following the money in terms of campaign contributions.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, the film hub was announced in 2014. It was a $15 million price tag. And the builder that was chosen to build the film hub, which is kind of a gleaming 50,000 square foot building on the outskirts of Syracuse, was a group called Core Development, which has been a major donor to Governor Cuomo and has been named in a subpoena that the governor's office received in late April.
And not only that, but the characters involved in running some of these operations, as you did your due diligence, you found out that, well, there were some questionable things happening, whether it had to do with debt or lawsuits, which may make you wonder whether the Cuomo administration did their due diligence.
Yeah, the prime partner that the film hub was announced with was an outfit called Film House, which was set up by a California-based independent film producer by the name of Ryan Johnson. And early on, it was revealed that Mr. Johnson had some fairly substantial legal settlements against him. Some of the additional digging we did on this story found that those settlements had not been met, or the financial obligations had not been met, and that, in fact, legal actions have been taken since that announcement to try to compel Mr. Johnson to pay his debts. In addition, we found that several other players who were involved with the film house had significant tax liens, and moreover, that the presentation of this company as kind of a major independent film company seemed to be somewhat overblown. We discovered that the website apparently tried to pass off one of the SUNY buildings downtown in Albany as their headquarters. They actually had no office there. They had listed a Los Angeles office, which we investigated. It turned out they had no office there, that in fact it led to a Sephora makeup shop, and that the only trace of the company in terms of physical presence was a P.O. box in Latham, just north of Albany, that they had billed as Suite 263. Of course, that was just P.O. box 263 when we actually dug a little deeper.
Well, he is Jesse McKinley, the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Times, and you can find out more at nytimes.com. Jesse, thanks so much for joining us today.
David, absolutely. Thank you.